Well, they're all out. So far, only the first man is semi-conscious, the one that was in the table that was halfway open, the first guy I got out of there. The rest are still in a comatose state for now, it seems like. And they're all alive. I did check. I made sure. I just really hope I did the right thing by getting them out of those glass tables, whatever they are. I begin the process of getting these men out of here. That's what I know I need to do that. And what I've done is I've dressed them up in these makeshift lab coats and whatever robes I could find. I just wanted to make sure that they're not naked, basically. And I was able to drag them all over into this dark corner on the other side of the room. And it's mostly hidden by equipment. What I've also done is I've closed off each of those domed lab tables. And I think that most of them can pass as untampered for whenever the circus comes back in here tomorrow morning, assuming I have that much time. I don't know. But what I'm thinking is they're going to come back in here. They're not going to look in those lab tables right away. It'll buy me a little bit of time, and I'll be able to get these guys out of here. That's what I'm hoping. But I don't know. Here I am, once again, without a real plan. I mean, that's not a real plan. Who am I trying to kid? You know, I'm flying on the rocket ship of human instinct right now because I realize why these men are here. And I realize that I need to continue on with Elder's plans to save these people. I guess I just hope that they'd all wake up and they'd help me out a little bit. I think that's one thing I wasn't really anticipating. I mean, even just a little bit. It'd be nice because they could be like my own little small army to uprise against the Mastodon researchers. But this is going to be near impossible unless I can find a way to wake them up. I'm really unsure of their current states, really. You know, moving them might not have been the greatest idea. I admit that. They might have some sort of fragile condition on the inside, maybe. I don't know. I looked them all over pretty thoroughly on the outside, and they look unharmed. There's no, looks like no dissections have started, or there's no scarring at all. So I'm hoping that they're fine. I'm hoping maybe they're just drugged. I don't know what it is. But I know they're alive. So what I may try to do is I'm going to try to wake the semi-conscious one just a little bit more and see if he can actually talk. Now, chances are, of course, he doesn't speak English or any form of it, but it's worth a shot. And maybe somehow I can relay to him the urgency of the situation and convince him that I'm just here to help and that he can help me get the others out of here. I think as long as I make it out to the forest with him, then we might have a shot. If I can get him up and walking, I don't know, we might be able to somehow cart the others out of the gates.
It's not going to be that easy, Evan.
Tin? Is that you?
Look, Evan, we don't have much time, but we need to get out of here. Getting those men out of those examination tables was a bad idea this soon.
What? Look, don't come any closer, Tin. I can easily hurt you. Just stay right there. I want you to know that saving these men is my biggest priority right now.
And then what, Evan? Even if you were able to get them all out, which is impossible, how would you possibly take on this entire facility by yourself? How will you stop them from doing this all again?
Tin, where's Eldra? And whose side are you on anyway? What did you do with Eldra?
What did Eldra tell you?
You didn't answer my question, Tin. What did your people do with Eldra?
My people? Evan, I don't think you understand. What did Eldra tell you anyway?
He told me the truth, Tin. He told me about your experimentation and the plans to recreate humanity with these men. He told me everything. And I'm not going to let it happen. You are not going to destroy my world and who knows how many others out there for some sick, twisted delusion you people have of a master race.
Evan, look, you have it all wrong. Eldra is not the savior he made himself out to be. He's not here to save you and those men and countless other races from the Mastodons. But I am.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, Evan. Look, we don't have much time, but just know that what Eldra told you is true. It sounds like you know what's going on, but I'm certain that he didn't tell you everything. Getting those men out of those lab tables may have proven a mistake, but we need to begin with my plans right now. We can't wait anymore. They're too suspicious now.
I'm not following you anywhere. I don't believe you, Tin. Eldra told me everything. He knows all about me. He researched me for years to get to this point. Why should I believe you right now?
He knows all about you because I know all about you. Eldra was my research partner, but he's certainly not any different from the others. He has conned you into believing his story to get you into the Eve of Adam project willingly. For each of these men you saw lying on these tables, a separate pair of researchers did the exact same thing to each of them, and they all succeeded, and that is why they are here right now. It's a mind game, Evan, and you were simply the next one on that list.
I don't believe you.
Eldra found some of my notes that told my plans to enlist you and save the others and stop the Mastodons. He took the project a step further by trying to convince you that he's going to save you and essentially ruin my plans. That's something that none of the others have done. It looks to me like he succeeded in convincing you, though. But with you or without you, Evan, I'm going to carry my plans through to the end. I'm going to destroy this facility and everything in it.
You're nuts, you know that? You're trying to tell me that you're really the one who's going to save me and these four guys right here, but you're going to destroy all of us if we stand in your way?
It's not about saving you five, Evan. It's about saving the entire galactic human race. Did Eldra even tell you about how many other Earth-like planets there are out there? There are hundreds and hundreds. Do you understand that?
I'm not going to believe you. You're trying to stall me right now, aren't you? There's more people coming, right? Is that it? Are you stalling me for this?
No. But rest assured, others are coming. I can only act like I'm with them for so long before they get even more suspicious of me. Actually, I imagine Eldra has shown them my notes, so I have nothing to lose right now. This is a life and death mission for me from here on out, and I'm willing to give my life for the sake of defeating these maniacs. Now come on and help me get these men out of here. We can get them out the back way and up those stairs to the ground floor where I've parked a utility transport vehicle. If you can load them up in that vehicle, I can stall the others long enough for you to transport them out the gate and far away from here. You can meet me at that abandoned house where we first met up a few days ago. The road through the trees leads straight to it. We don't have much time.
Why should I do any of this for you? Why should I lead these men right into the lion's mouth? Do you seriously believe that I'm going to do this for you?
There are explosives set around this entire facility that are set to go off in 51 minutes from right now. My goal is to make enough commotion to get every single researcher inside the facility before then. That's why you can't let them follow you out. I will do my best to get their focus on me, but if I don't make it out, I have further instructions for you at that house. Now listen to me, Evan. This is very important. I know you don't trust me right now, because Eldra has mastered the whole lying thing quite well and convinced you that he's the one that's right. But once you enter that house, go into the kitchen and open the third cabinet on the left side. In it, you will find all of my notes and instructions on getting back home. You don't need this facility or anyone here to get yourself there. I hope you can trust me enough to at least follow those instructions, because you can go back. You can see your family again. And so can those men.
How would I even... How would I drive the transport vehicle? And how will I go unnoticed? This isn't going to work.
It's a truck, Evan. We don't have flying hovercraft. It's a truck. Now go. We now have 49 minutes. And if I don't see you again, keep good care of my notes and let everyone know what's going on here. Sure, they'll think you're crazy, but I have evidence in those notes that will back up all of your claims. You have no worries there. Now go. Don't waste any more time.
I don't like this at all.